This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Rachel Keel grew up with her head buried in a stack of records in her family home. And from an early age, her musical influences were many and varied. She learned flute and then coupled that with her passion for tap dance. Her newest album is called Shot from a Cannon, a mix of jangle rock, alternative pop, and tap dancing. It has even become part of the percussion on that record. Rachel Keel joins me now in the studio with some tracks from Shot from a Cannon. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Frank. How's it going?
You brought an old friend, Jeff Crawford, with
us.
He's playing the guitar and the producer of the album. Hello.
Hey.
Good to have you here. So talk about this family and growing up. What kind of music were you listening to?
Yeah, so my parents just have this incredible record collection, and I grew up loving vinyl. I love just looking at the spines, touching the spines. You know, I spent hours with those records, and it's cool because the records that my mom really loved, like the jazz and blues, and I loved those, but I was always drawn to like the ones with harmony, the Everly Brothers, the Beatles. I loved the Mamas and the Papas, I immediately found records that I loved, and I put them in my own section. I had like a little separate, I had like a baby, it was a tall record case, and I had a little baby section in the bottom where I'd take them out of the alphabetical and put them in my area.
Were they avid listeners? Because one thing to have a collection that's just sort of followed you along, but another to be really avid listeners. Did they love music?
Yeah, they both my parents love music. They're actually, neither of them are musicians, their parents loved music. Yeah. From my dad's side, there was a lot of musical theater, Jewish music, Benny Goodman, jazz, you know, and classical. Yeah. And on my mom's side, a lot of jazz, blues, folk, and rock and roll.
Did those records have like where the Scotch tape had come off and yellow along the
and
binding?
Worn like soft, like an old T-shirt, like a cottony feel. They're just
great,
you know,
stuff. Well,
great.
That alone could make you love music. So let's talk about this new album, Shot from a Cannon. And I understand that you this was also sort of part of your newfound or interest in electric guitar or love.
Yeah. So I was originally a classical flute player, you know, from the age of five, and doing tap dance as well as a kid. And then I started playing a little keyboard in middle and high school, and then banjo was the next one. I just kind of, once I got like a little bit okay at something, I just moved on to the next thing. Electric guitar has been kind of the new thing. I realized a lot of those records I was telling you about, the through line with those was electric guitar, was a lot of those great records that I loved, and it was frustrating to not be able to make those sounds, hear the sounds and love the sounds, but just not be able to make them. So,
well, you did it, and maybe you can give us a sample of that right now. You want to do a song for us?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Charged.
What's going on with me? I feel so charged. I want to live free. I want to live large. I want to kiss someone. I want to make connections. Want to throw my heart in all directions. Hope it's all right with you. I wrote you a note. I'm on the balcony. I'm wearing someone's coat. Because the air is cold and I can see my breath, and I ran so far up so many steps. I feel so. When you touch my hand, I feel so good. Don't know if I can, but I think I could. And I don't care if you find out, 'cause it gives me so much to think about. I feel so. So,
Hey, Rachel Keel, accompanied by Jeff Crawford on the guitar with the track Charge, the song on Rachel Keel's new album, Shot from a Cannon. You can catch Rachel playing at Kings in Raleigh on Friday, January 26th. Great song.
Thanks.
Great song. So you released this album and then got a wave of attention, and you're a hit in the Netherlands.
I am. It's so weird and great.
What are the Netherish like about you?
Well, you know, I couldn't tell you, but I think, I got a really cool boost from Bandcamp, which is where I'm selling my album, and I really like them. They're a cool platform, and they put me on their Bandcamp new and notable section, so it was on the front of their webpage for like a week or something, and I got this huge surge in people from all over the world listening to the record because of that, and so I got somebody from Italy who bought the vinyl. I shipped the vinyl all the way to Italy, and I got somebody from the Netherlands who sent me a message on Facebook and said, hey, I really love your record. I want to write a review of it in Dutch. And I was like, well, that was unexpected, but great. and weirdly, that led to another review in Dutch and then an interview in Dutch. So now I'm hoping maybe I can, you know, go to Amsterdam and play
a gig
sometime.
You should blurb that. You should leave the blurb in Dutch and then just put it on
yes.
the Just leave it there.
Well, it was
with
great, actually.
With two exclamation points.
Jeff, who's here with me today, produced the record and engineered the record. And it was fun reading, like, the Dutch because I had to do Google Translate. But without Google Translate, it's just like, Rachel Keel, and then it said, Jeff Crawford, Gia producer de, or whatever, you know, and I was like, okay, that means produced, I think, so.
Well, let's talk about the production on this and Jeff's work along with yours in this collaboration. We should listen to a recorded track, really, to get a sense of what it sounds like coming together. So why don't we listen to this clip from the title track, Shot from a Cannon. Shot from a Cannon, title track from the newest album by multi-instrumentalist and tap dancer Rachel Keel. Rachel's in the studio along with Jeff Crawford on the guitar. She's going to be at Kings in Raleigh on Friday, January 26th, live with me right now. And Rachel, I understand that title track is actually a tribute to your grandfather.
Yeah. The phrase Shot from a Cannon is something that I heard my mom say a lot when I was a kid. Because it was supposedly something that someone said about my grandfather, Clem Miller, who was a congressman for Northern California back in the 60s. And his big accomplishment legislatively was saving all of this amazing land, Point Reyes National Seashore, and making it into a public national park so that people could go visit. And this is really sadly, he died in a plane crash when my mom was 15. And so he's kind of a family hero in a way, because he died young and he did this amazing thing for the country. And so my mom always said, well, people would say about him, Clem, he just was really shot from a cannon. He just had this kind of drive and charisma and he just wanted to go for it. And I went through a kind of bummery time a few years ago where I lost my voice for a long period. And I kind of felt like, where's my motion? Where's my proposal? I was kind of like crying about my voice and eating chocolate in my pajama pants, thinking like, what am I going to do? And thinking like, you know, what an amazing life he had, and my other grandparents all had these amazing lives, and thinking, you know, what is a life? What am I going to do with mine? And that's kind of what that's about.
Wow, that's interesting. And then that kind of turned it around for you.
Yeah.
I mean, did it? So what impact did that? So it's one thing to say, all right, he did this amazing thing, I can do it too. But then what's next? How does that? What changes for you?
Well, I think, you know, it wasn't just thinking about him just as one person, but thinking about, I think for a long time, because partly I had lost my voice, I wasn't doing shows. I made my last record, Television Waltz, which the second record, and I'm really proud of that record, but I don't know if it was the courage or if I was being timid, but to really get out there and play more shows and really and say, I'm a songwriter, this is my life, this is my job. And so I think it kind of took realizing, you know, it's not enough if I just do it for myself. I also want to get out there. I want to share it with people.
Even
I want to be here with you, you know.
Even when you've lost your voice, you got Mel Blanc, you know, the great, the voice of the Warner Brothers cartoon. Somebody asked him, how do you preserve your voice? How do you protect that treasure?
Yeah.
And he said, use it.
Use it.
That was what he
said. Yeah, yeah. And I noticed I was starting to get jealous of, I was reading about people and being jealous that they were out there doing things. Yeah. And I thought, when you're jealous, it's a good sign that you need to be moving.
And wasn't That's All, Folks, for you. So you're back on the stage.
Yeah.
Hey, we talked about tap dance, but I tell you what, could you give us a little, we're going to hear a clip where your tap is actually part of the record, but maybe you can give us just a kind of a quick sample here live, because tap dance on the radio is about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right.
I'm only hearing it from here. So yeah, so on one of the tracks on the record, I did use tap as a form of percussion, which I love doing. I didn't get to do it on my last one, but on my first record I do. And I wanted to show you a little bit.
All right, so here we go.
So this is a song called Skating Invitation, and then I did a little background part, kind of like a drum part, so it goes... And then I sang over it. I didn't get your skating invitation. You must have sent it slow or not at all. I didn't get your inside conversation. So it just kind of goes on like that.
We're gonna hear. Let's hear how it sounds on the record now. Let's just hear that right now.
I didn't get your skating invitation. Sent it slow or not at all. I didn't get your inside conversation. It was written in color marker on the wall in a room or empty hall somewhere without me. I wasn't at the beach vacation.
There's a little taste of the track Skating Invitation, Rachel Keel's new album, Shot from a Cannon. Rachel's in the studio along with Jeff Crawford, who produced that record. Rachel's at Kings in Raleigh on Friday, January 26th. Now, did you sing in tap at the same time, or is that kind of, did you dub?
We're not going to answer that question.
Come on, Jeff. What happened there?
What happened? I don't know.
Come on.
Well, right now I did, just now.
You
I was
did.
Singing and tapping.
You did, and I was thinking to myself, my goodness, that's like a four-minute song.
I was getting a little out of breath. I actually do a song, not from this record, but when I play live, I do a country song, and I have a tap solo, but I have to come back in singing right after the solo, so I'm always kind of going, you know, breathing. It's a little crazy. But no, we overdubbed.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to leave us time to play us out. You have, we're going to hear another live track from your album in just a second. Let's talk about that. But what's next for you now? Because you've also, you've got flute as part of this thing, part of your whole sort of multi-instrumental bouquet of talent, really. Do you find yourself wanting to emphasize one over the other as you produce an album and as you evolve in your musical taste?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think right now the way I'm thinking about it is sort of an instrument per album. So my last record was kind of the banjo record. This was the electric guitar record. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm kind of interested in the keyboards and the synths a little bit, bring those in. So because I have so many interests, I got to keep it, you know, pick something that can tie it all together. But
well, look, the kind of ADD approach you've taken so far has served you well. Yeah. I would not throw that overboard yet.
I hope to make albums for the rest of my life, so I'll get a lot of instruments in there.
Rachel Keel is a Carrboro-based musician. We will keep track of her right here on The State of Things. Meanwhile, her latest album is called Shot from a Cannon. Jeff Crawford is the producer. He has joined us on guitar. Before I let you play us out, I want to thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we'll let you know that Rachel's going to be at King's in Raleigh on Friday, January 26th. We've got links at our website with all that information, stateofthings.org. The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn, Robert Kinlaw, Angie Perrin, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, here's Rachel Keel with the song Clara.
Clara, I don't want to wait around. I've been standing in this wooden house for days now. Clara, you're the sunlight on the ground. Yeah, you're the floor.